Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Our special guests today are Melissa Owens and Olivia Biggs with the Licking County Aging Partners. Cloudy skies and showers today. Cloudy tonight with rain likely. As a matter of fact, it's cloudy and a chance of showers the rest of the weekend. So just get used to that. Olivia, we were joking. Mm-hmm. You have two boys who play a lot of soccer.
Yeah.
My question to you as a mom, do you want that dust or do you want that mud in the house?
My kids both have allergies, so I think at this point I'll go for the mud so that we stop using as many tissues in the house. Yeah.
Yeah, but you could go through a lot of detergent when they come
home.
That's
true.
Think about that.
That's right.
So soccer mom, you enjoy that?
Yeah. It keeps me very busy, almost too busy. Melissa knows. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're only young ones, so I try to fit it all in.
Have some fun with it. Last night I saw Melissa and I were over at the Boys and Girls Club of Newark and their celebration at the Doubletree, and that was a nice event last night. And it's hard to believe it's been 5 years mm-hmm. that thing has been open, and the wonderful things they're doing in the community. You said Clark Kellogg was the guest speaker, was really fun, but that was a really neat event.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it was really impactful to hear how many kids they've helped in the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. So that was a great thing to be a part of.
Well, speaking of impactful, I mean, you may not be helping kids, but you're helping a great amount of folks in our community. Licking County Aging Partners, don't call it Licking County Aging Program. I'm hoping folks are finally getting used to that, Melissa.
We're getting there.
I'm hoping they
are. Just go with LCAP.
Thank you.
There we go.
See, that's why she makes the big bucks.
Yeah, I know.
But, I mean, you guys are doing a wonderful job in the community. How busy are you staying?
We're staying really busy. You know, kids are important, and the community is always excited to support children, and we love to do that. But also at the opposite end of the spectrum, people are aging, which is actually a wonderful thing if we can wrap our mind around it. But kind of crazy to think about in the next couple years, there will be more people over the age of 60 than under the age of 18 in our community. So someone has to look out for the older residents as well, and that's what we're here to do.
He may be one of your clients.
I think you'll both be there eventually. We all will if we're lucky.
Yes. Again, and don't call it old. Don't call them senior citizens.
You can say older.
Okay.
Right? That's what I like to say. But
that seems so patronizing, though. It just does. You know, well seasoned and all that.
I heard somebody say that the other day.
It's just, I mean, old is old. I mean, just embrace it. I mean, you got to live the life and do what you do. But, you know, as you age, you need help.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just plain. I mean, there are certain stages in your life where you need help. When you become a mom or a dad, you know, you rely on people for help. School age, you know, tears at the bus stop, mom's crying, kids are crying and all those things. But, you know, as we age, it's just a fact of life. You need help sometimes.
It is. That's a great way to say it. I think it's just our mindset on how we approach it. But when you get to that stage in life, just accept it. You've helped people your whole life. So now let other people help you and step in as needed. And that's what we're here for, to just kind of fill the gaps when people haven't thought about maybe all the things or something that they might need as they get older.
Right on.
Well, October is Ageism Awareness Month. That's really a hard thing to say, actually. Can we come up with some sort of a, you know, acronym for that or something? I mean, what are you guys planning to do? I mean, I'm sure you're going to be out in full force saying, hey, here's the things that we bring to the community.
Well, when we talk about ageism awareness, we really just try to bring attention to the fact that ageism is kind of the last culturally accepted ism, and we all do it to one another, you know, as we get older or old, Joel, you can call it that if you want to, is we start to really pick on ourselves, right? We talk about how our knees feel, and that becomes the only thing that we tend to talk about, or all we do is talk about the weather and the rain. But we're really just trying to advocate that Licking County can be a place that respects and values people of all ages, and to think about what that looks like. And it goes both ways. Older people love to pick on younger people. Millennials, we hear it a lot. And younger people love to pretend that older people are all senile and unable to do anything. And there's a lot of middle ground there. And it's just, I think, about respecting one another and thinking about what it's like to be at the opposite end of that.
But that's the difference. I mean, when you talk about that, I mean, there's some healthy give and play.
Yes.
I mean, you want interaction between age groups. But when it takes a negative turn, and that's what ageism really is, you know, scamming and those kinds of things. But when it's detrimental to your mental health,
yes,
and then maybe even as important, physical health, that's where it takes the ugly turn.
Absolutely. And it is detrimental to your physical health. I mean, there's studies now that say if you have a positive self-perception of aging, you can live 7.5 years longer just based on how you perceive yourself as an individual. And I think just making people realize that mindset impacts your health a lot.
Yeah. So imagine waking up and having to see that every morning. And what I have to do to overcome and extend my life.
So all I heard was you and I will not be around in 7.5 years.
Well,
that's what I heard.
I think you got 12 and a half, but
that's what
I'm on
I
the
heard.
Raggedy edge.
Well, you know, you talk about the aging population and across Ohio. You mentioned about being 18. The numbers are there, though, to show. I mean, what are some of those statistics when you look at aging here in the county?
Well, in the county, especially Licking County does have a high population of aging individuals. You know, our county is what, 183,000 people approximately, and almost one in four are over the age of 60 in Licking County. And so I always use the comparison, if you think about how many school districts we have in Licking County to take care of individuals, to get kids under the age of 18, you know, there we need more organization and individuals thinking about getting older and what that's going to look like. But also with everything just going in our community the way it is with the growth, but also inflation that we've seen and everything, it's expensive to get older and live in your home. And if you didn't quite prepare in the way that you thought you could, or you had an unexpected life occurrence, you need a little bit of help as you get older. And that's who we're here to take care of in the community, or just lend support to if needed.
Well, Olivia, as president of the board, I mean, what was it about this organization that you said, you know what, I want to get involved, I want to help? I mean, again, you have two young kids, you're doing the mom thing all over the place, so folks could probably say, oh, yeah, and, you know, maybe do school boards or something like that and get involved there, but right. You decided to get involved here. What was it?
Yeah, I think I've been on this board, this is my seventh year, I believe.
Seventh or eighth.
And I have one more year after this for an eight-year term. So, you know, coming into it, I wanted to learn more about it. I try to be a community leader, and I really like the initiatives and the programs that LCAP offers the community. And so over the years, I've really enjoyed seeing some of the programs that they offer the community that some people may not even know about. Melissa and I were just chatting about the Smile Maker program that we had when I first started on the board, and it's kind of morphed into this new program.
Friendly visiting,
which I think is fantastic.
Just we're realizing, and the United States has almost called it, you know, an epidemic of social isolation and loneliness that really came out of COVID. But there's a lot of people who don't necessarily have the support system they did when they were younger. And so we have some staff who just call people and check in maybe once a week, maybe once a month, make sure they're doing okay. And then we did trial the friendly visitor program this year, where we have a wonderful staff person, Rita, and her job is just to go visit and chat and see if there's any, you know, do they need help sending letters to anyone, maybe checking in on people in their community, and just making sure some of our older residents remember that they have people who care about them and they still have a purpose.
It's super important. I mean, I know, like, my mom at 86 is, you know, still learning, you know, using Facebook and you know, just keeping up on people in that way. And so, I mean, the letter writing thing with stamps going up to, what is it, 73 cents a pop or something ridiculous now. That kind of stuff. So technologically, is that something you have to stay up on too?
Yes. And we are really diving into that. I actually just got back from AARP's Age Tech Conference in D.C., which was really interesting. But there are cool companies and individuals in the United States creating products to help older individuals in their home. And so LCAP particularly is trying to position ourselves to teach people how to use that technology. No one really wants to teach their parents how to use technology, right? That relationship, it's difficult.
Then you don't know my boys, because they're always telling me how to do things.
That's a different thing.
Do you like to hear it, Dave? We're trying to position ourselves to have staff to teach people new technologies, because it can help them do what they want. It can help them stay connected and you know, teach them how to do just FaceTime. There's a lot of products that already exist. Your smartwatches can detect falls. So just kind of showing people, you know, you can stay in your home, but you're going to have to get used to some types of technologies to help you do that. It can't be all or nothing, but there's some cool stuff out there.
Well, and then too, you have this program where people actually drop by. And you go, you're talking about the, hey, you kids, get off my lawn set, to people just dropping by. How is that received?
You know, it's taking some getting used to. I think we all fear that loss of dignity. We've got a lot of pride as we get older. But again, it's just remembering that you helped people when they were younger. You did some kind of service to the community you worked. And now it's your time to receive. And so I say that to myself a lot, and I say it to my parents, you know, remember this in a couple of years. You're doing it for others. Allow people to do it for you. I think that's kind of the ultimate human connection.
I love that.
And it's hard to do that. I mean, any age. I mean, if somebody says, hey, Olivia, you want me to come over and get your kids? Now you may be like, yeah, get them out of here.
She is terrible. We always say that. She is terrible at asking for help.
I am.
Like, I can drop a kid off.
The first one to say, ask for help. How am I supposed to know you need help if you don't ask? Right. So that, you know, at every age, that's the case.
Before we get into the levy Abby after the break. I mean, as you've kind of been on the board for that amount of years, what's been most impressive to you? I mean, what is it about what LCAP is doing in this community that you said, man, I'll tell you what, a lot of communities would love to have this?
You know, one of the most well-known programs through LCAP is the Meals on Wheels program, which is really impactful and really important in our community. But not only that, you know, I've seen the leadership really step up over the years and fill any gaps in the community that they see and really be leaders. And I think that, you know, as Melissa mentioned, as our county and our community continue to grow, I think that these services will fill in some of those much needed gaps for our aging population.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that. We'll get into the senior levy as well. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guests today, Melissa Owens and Olivia Biggs with Licking County Aging Partners. Mostly cloudy skies today with some rain, tonight rain, Saturday rain, Sunday rain, you name it. We're
there's
in the shot
be
for the
some
rain.
Bright spots in there, Mr. Cloudy
well,
Day.
Well, I'm just saying there's some rain. The hurricane
it's
is
scattered showers for the weekend.
So you know what scattered says to me?
It means a little rain.
Right
and
over
a little
my
not
house
rain.
In Pataskala. That's
oh,
what scattered means
grief.
To me. Right. See, and you want to worry about me 7.5 years. Don't worry. You won't have to worry about it much longer.
But you're dragging me down too. This is the problem.
You think you're the first person to tell me
I
that?
Know not.
You're not. You're not at all. Ask the wife. She'll tell you that all the time. Yeah. Back with Melissa Owens and Olivia Biggs. Senior levy's coming up, Olivia. This is huge for what LCAP is doing in our community. Maybe give the particulars to folks who have forgotten, hey, when I go to the ballot, there's going to be a senior levy on there.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we wanted to bring some awareness about this morning and some education. So the levy is on the ballot every 5 years. So the last one was in 2019. So we're back again. And, you know, just giving you some information to hopefully choose to continue supporting the levy. It's essential for providing services that help our seniors here in Licking County stay healthy and independent and most importantly in their homes. And Melissa, do you want to expand a little bit?
Yeah, so we're going for a renewal levy this time. We're just asking for people to continue their support. We're not asking for an increase in taxes. We know that the last couple years have been tough on people, and we are just asking for the same continued support. So it's pretty straightforward. It's $26 per $100,000 home value. So just continuing for people to provide what they already see on their tax bills right now. So just continued support is what we're after.
Is it another five-year term?
Correct. Okay. Yep, yes. Another five-year term.
So this would start, if the levy passes, it would start in 2025. Mm-hmm. And a little history about the levy. It's been on the ballot since 1985. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, our community has consistently supported the Senior Services Levy, which provides those essential services here in Licking County. So like I said, the last one was in 2019. We're back on the ballot again this year. Yes. And we're hoping that tradition continues.
So yes. What are some of the funds? What do they use for? Maybe kind of break it down so folks sure. Okay, where are, because this is a big thing, for, I know for me, for Joel, for a lot of us, you know, no, as you said, nobody wants to pay taxes, but I'm happy to do it if I know where that money's going and it's being used wisely. So how is it being used?
It helps a lot of organizations, and I think that's one thing people don't necessarily realize. So it that is where the majority of LCAP's budget comes from, is the senior levy, but also it supports adult protective services through Licking County Job and Family Services. So when there's an elder abuse incident in the county, we don't like to think about that, but that's an important service to have if you need it. It supports Catholic Social Services, Licking County Transit, who's out there giving rides to people over the age of 60. Leeds can do home weatherization and build ramps for people. It helps the Licking County Community Center. We've seen an increase in homelessness. So this past year, St. Vincent Haven received some funding also. So it serves almost 20 organizations mm-hmm. every single year, which I think is a great thing. And we try to all lean on one another and partner well in the community to provide the services that people over the age of 60 need.
That's one of the things that you realize very quickly when you're a part of the community. I mean, there's a lot of new people moving in, but all services seem to be interlocked. I mean, everybody talks well, communicates well, helps out. And so this is just another way to kind of grow that culture.
We really do. And LCAP's kind of the point on it. But what we are really trying to do is get people to the right place, right? We can't solve everyone's needs. We do Meals on Wheels, which can lead to a lot of other services. But we try to get people to the right place if they need help with housing, getting them to the Coalition for Housing or Coalition of Care if they need a one-time utility assistance or help fixing an appliance or a vehicle, something unexpected comes about. If they need a ride and LCAP is not able to provide transportation that day, Catholic Social Services might be able to. Transit has been a great partner and really stepped up these last few years. So it's all about connecting the dots for people, not doing everything for them, just getting them to the right place and making them realize that there are people in their community, good neighbors who are trying to keep an eye out for them and help them get where they need to go. And again, stay in their homes, which is where the majority of people want to stay as they get older.
100%.
Yeah, I would agree with Joel and with you on that. That's where I'm most comfortable. If you ever have some sort of a medical, you know, if you have to have something done, get me out of the hospital.
Yes.
As fine as our hospital is, get me home, because that's where I feel safe and that's why you're going to heal quicker, I think, when you're in your own environment and you're going to feel better, as you mentioned earlier. You know, we can talk about this amongst the four of us, but I mean, what are folks who use your services saying? I mean, are they telling you, look, this is a lifeline for us? I mean, do you have any where folks have just come up to you and shared stories where you just sit back and you go, God, I can't believe the impact we're having?
Absolutely. I think a lot of people who end up with our services kind of say it's the best kept secret people don't know about, because it's one of those things that you don't know until you need it. The Meals on Wheels are great, I think, especially for people whose children maybe don't live around them anymore. It's having someone just stop by every single day, and it allows them to think about the burden they're taking off of their adult children as well, to not feel like they have to live close. They can go and continue to live their lives and know that someone is checking in on them every single day. So I think a lot of people don't realize that they need it, but once they have it, they're forming relationships with our staff and with community members, and just every day being reminded that they're an important piece of our community. They helped make Licking County a great place to live and work, and we're going to continue to take care of them and be great neighbors. So I think we are typically there when people don't expect to need us and then are just so grateful and then want to pass that along to other people.
Well, and don't underestimate and undervalue the great meal. I mean, nutrition, that's one of the things that when you find older people start to really decline mentally and physically is when, you know, they're shopping and they're getting easy stuff and there's a lot of cardboard in their trash and there's a lot of plastic bottles in their trash. That one really healthy, nutritious meal means a lot to a lot of people.
Absolutely. And that's a great point that you just pointed to there, because we have guidelines that we have to meet, you know, from the Ohio Department of Aging. And so it is about, you know, it's not necessarily just people who are living below certain means or below a certain poverty line, which is what people tend to think about. It's as you get older, is it more difficult to get up and cook something at the stove? I'm not great at that now, and I'm in my 30s, right? I'm not a great cook. But or someone has a spouse pass away and it's hard to find the motivation to get up and continue living every day. You need someone to kind of remind you. So we have nutritional guidelines to meet. We're trying to every now and then expose people to different nutrition options they might have not done before, but provide that balanced meal of not just going to what's easy, because it gets harder to move around as we get older, but having someone present you with a warm meal every day, provided by someone who's got a smile on their face and greets you by name and asks you how you're feeling and kind of monitors progress, you know, just like can notice, you know, Dave, you don't seem to be acting yourself lately. Is anything going on? You know, do we need to reach out to family? And then in extreme situations, you know, we find people who unfortunately have fallen. So we're able to step in and kind of turn up what could be a really bad situation around and get them help in a quicker way. So it's a lot of different things. It's more than just a meal.
You got to have special people doing that Meals on Wheels program.
Oh my gosh. The Meals on Wheels drivers are amazing. We have some great staff who have been around a long time. We have 22 meal routes right now that travel the 700 square miles around Licking County. I think our longest route right now is 150 miles every single day. So a lot of miles we're covering throughout Licking County.
That's more than driving back to Akron. That's 124 miles for me back to Akron.
It's a lot. And we've really seen the need with food, especially this past year, pick up. But we are serving about 1,040 hot meals every single day.
That's amazing.
And I don't know if you've ever stepped foot into LCAP, but it always smells delicious in there. And Melissa's awesome. office is right near the kitchen, and every time I need to meet with her, I'm instantly hungry. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. And I also really enjoy at the board meetings when Melissa kind of gives a monthly report, and she's always talking about how to strategically get our meal drivers to stay on their timing with the route, because they do want to visit. And those individuals get used to seeing their Meals on Wheels driver every day. They strike up a friendship. So Melissa's like, yes, we love that, we want that, but we also want to deliver all the rest of the meals hot. So it's such a fun balance to hear that is the problem,
And the thing about that is, as you have already mentioned, that little 5-minute interaction, you can learn so much about what somebody's going through, as you said, hey,
absolutely,
how you feeling and that. So I think it is important. Again, I know you got to get the meals to everybody, but that quick interaction could be a lifesaver. I mean, it really could be, because you don't know what they're going through.
It is. We found some people in tough situations. I was reflecting on my drive here this morning about one of our Meals on Wheels driver who got to a home when a fire was starting, and we were able to get clients out of the home safely. So just, again, unexpected situations, and we're able to step in. But our Meals on Wheels drivers are special people, and that is a great, this is a shameless plug, Dave, but when you get to that point where you're ready to retire, it is a great retirement gig. 15 hours a week, keep connected. We have backup drivers who can help. But it is such a great opportunity to be reminded that there are people in your community who need you. Yeah. Who need
your
help?
I'm not sure how she said me first for retirement.
Well, we were just talking about
pushed out the door here or something. Hey, when he finally fires you, you come over here.
Retired fireman. It's a fine line.
It's a fine line. That's how you define it. That's all.
Very fine.
There's important dates coming up, Olivia, for folks who, have to register, get ready to vote. And I know you used to work the county, so know all these things, but, you're kind of the expert on this. When do folks need to register? What do they need to know about early voting? And where can they get specific information on this levy if they still have questions?
Yeah, sure. So first, we just want to make sure that you're registered to vote. So you can do that by going to voterlookup.ohiosos.gov, or you can just Google it. That's easy to do as well. And it's important to remind you that registration deadline is October 7th, so that's coming up. And then the very next day, October 8th, is when early voting begins. Mm-hmm. And of course, the election is Tuesday, November 5th. And the Board of Elections here in Licking County has all that information on their website as well.
And you talked about, Melissa, about transit being such an important partner. Well, my guess is on election day, they could be a very important partner to help folks
Absolutely.
Get to the polling locations.
Absolutely. And that's where we're trying to educate our clients is, making sure you're registered to vote. Do you have a plan to vote? Are you getting an absentee ballot? That's sometimes easier for people who are homebound. But get a hold of someone now and make sure you have a ride to the polls on November 5th if that's going to be an issue for you. So we want to make sure that we're providing those resources. And above all, if you have any questions, we have a website for Citizens for Seniors. It is citizensforseniors.org, where you can find more information about the levy and what it supports. But also, just call our main office, 740-345-0821, and we are happy to answer any questions. I think this is an easy thing to support, but I want people to have accurate information about what they're supporting in Licking County.
And again, I tell folks all the time, you go to the ballot box, just be informed.
Yes,
know what
right.
I know when my boys were finally at that age where they could vote, that's all I would say. I said, look, you don't have to tell me how you voted. I don't care. Here's all I want you to do. Know what you're voting for. Understand the facts. And then you make your own decision. If you can ask them to this day, I've never asked the boys who they voted for or what they voted for. I'm like, just be informed and do your duty.
Yep.
And so that makes
that's
it.
Right.
Sorry, I heard this is the toughest question for you. What are you doing this weekend? Got some soccer, I'm assuming.
Oh, my gosh, we do. We have a tournament, and both boys are in it. I'm sure many listeners will be there at the NASA Fields.
Yeah.
There's a big soccer tournament going on. So between both my boys, I have 4 soccer games. So, I've got 2 umbrellas in the car, 2 blankets, a hat, and sunscreen and bug spray. You never know what you might need. So that's where you will find me.
I want to know what Olivia Biggs is like as a mom. Are you one of them? What are you doing, Mom?
Ask Melissa. We've been friends for about 12 years, so
she's always prepared. She's always prepared. She's a great one to take on trips.
And what about you for the weekend? I know, like you said, you just got back from D.C. Do you kind of decompress a little bit?
No, we're in the middle of a levy, Dave. So my dad is helping me put up levy banners across Licking County. So if anyone would like a large banner, we will be staking those. The rain is helping get those signs in the ground. But if anyone would like a sign, we will be out this weekend putting those up. So you kind of never sleep when there's a levy.
Yeah.
So.
And do you have to recruit dad, or because, you know, you just bat your eyes, dad, I need some help?
A little bit of both. He is an older adult, so he benefits, but also he does love, he's retired and
that
loves.
That was diplomatic right there.
He's probably listening right now. He's also wearing a shirt supporting the cause as he goes around Utica, but my parents are great and love to help their neighbors, and so this is a great way for them to
help
me out.
That was diplomatic if I ever heard.
Absolutely.
She's good at what she does.
Olivia and Melissa, it's always a pleasure to have you guys in. And again, folks, it's go to citizensforseniors.org. Get all the information you need to learn about the senior levy, and most importantly, get informed and get out and vote. Thanks again for coming in. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your soccer and enjoy your sign and your
banner. Thank you. Thank you for having us.